Talk tonight about two big steps that we have to take. The number one step probably is the most difficult of all steps, and that is, very simply, friends, we have to conquer ourselves. We have to win the spiritual battle within our own life. We need to conquer our ego. We need to rid ourselves of vanity. We need to get our selfishness out of our life. And essentially what we need to do is find out what attachments are dragging us down and rid ourselves of these attachments. Baha'u'llah talks about detachment very much in his writings. And he says that there are three areas of detachment that are crucial. We must be detached from these three things. They may not come as a surprise to you. The first thing we need to be detached from is the physical world. The things that we can see and hear and sense with our senses. We know this. Material things. Intellectual things. Books. Whatever it is that we are attached to. We must become detached from that. This is not new. But then he goes on to say that we must be detached from the spiritual world. We must be detached not only from the physical world, but from the spiritual world as well. And in this, he explains that we are not to do things in this world with the hope of a reward in the spiritual world. That we shouldn't do things because we're going to get a reward. Or we should refrain from doing things because we may get some kind of a punishment. He said that we must be detached in our lives from the spiritual world as well. This is kind of a new perspective. And the third world, he says, to be detached from is the world of names. Doing things, for instance, in a very generous way so that people attach the name to you, generous. Or to be so low, he's so loving, you're attaching this name to you. Don't do things so that people think that you are wonderful. This is why he tells us to pray in private. This is why he tells us to contribute our money in a secret way. So that our ego is not involved in this world of names. And so, essentially, what he is saying is that we must serve him and we must serve humanity with no hope of reward in the physical world, in the spiritual world, or in the world of names. And in his law, the book of laws, the Akdas, he says that we should do all these wonderful things for the human race, obey his laws. Why? Not because we're afraid, not because we want something. He says, obey my commandments for love of my beauty. And so we need to be detached not only from our ego and our prejudice and our hatreds and the things that separate people, but we've also got to be detached, ready for this? From our weakness. We've got to be detached from our frailties. We've got to be detached from our inadequacy, from our imperfections. We have got to detach ourselves from those because they paralyze us as much as the material things or the spiritual things or the world of names paralyzes us. Whatever prevents us from arising, this is what we need to detach ourselves from. Number two, second step. We've conquered ourselves, that's step one. Everybody got that? Very good. You all conquered? Very good. Number two, conquer the world. See, I'm speaking in very broad generalities here, you know. Conquer ourselves, conquer the world, you see? Since we've got all this experience conquering ourselves, conquering the world is nothing. It's a snap, you know? We can do this very easily. Because what we have to realize is what conquered us. What conquered us is when we moved closer to Baha'u'llah. How do we conquer the world? We take the people of the world and we help move them closer to Baha'u'llah. This is the job of the National Assembly. This is the job of the local assembly. It's the job of all the institutions of the faith. It's the job of every single Baha'i sitting in this room to take whatever actions you can take to move people closer to Baha'u'llah. Simple as that. Figure it out and then do it. It's so, so simple. How do you do it? Many ways. Prayer, living the life, set an example, proclaim the faith, teach the children, social and economic development that Dr. Afrit talked to you about, Baha'i scholarship. This is a very wonderful way to move people closer to the faith. Reaching leaders of thought, reaching the masses who live in the cities. Let's not forget those, friends. Masses just don't live in rural areas. Some of them live near subways. Reaching the millions, and they're easier to get to, too, if they live near subway. And reaching the millions of youth. Now, all of this work of conquering the world and moving people closer to Baha'u'llah, this takes a lot of effort. takes a lot of work, and it takes service, friends. This is really what the Baha'i Faith is about, that we love the world enough that we will serve the world, and that we will serve it to the point of sacrifice. Sacrifice simply means that you take something ordinary and you give it to God. God then changes this thing that was ordinary, and he makes it sacred. He separates it from the profane, you know, the sacred, the profane. The ordinary thing is no longer ordinary. For instance, you take money. You take your money, you sacrifice it, you give it to the Baha'i Fund. Okay? God takes this money, and he changes it. He makes it into something holy. He makes it holy dough. I don't know what he does with this money. But with this money, he builds temples. With this money, he has teaching projects. With this money, he does magnificent things in order to bring people closer to Baha'u'llah. You see, ordinary money in your pocket is not holy. When you give your money away, it becomes wonderful and holy. In the old days, if you had a really nice lamb, you would take the lamb to the altar, or now I guess you take it to the butcher. You take it to the altar, you give it to God, and it becomes something very special. You get some kind of blessing for it. If you take your life, you give your life to God. You give your life in service to humanity. That you really decide one day while you're looking in the mirror, I really do love people enough, and I really do believe Baha'u'llah enough, that I'm going to give my life to see what we can do for the world, to really help the world. What happens? You give your life to God, he blesses you so much. He allows you to pioneer. He allows you to perhaps bring hundreds of people closer to him, so close to him that they believe in him and become Baha'is. You see, it is so wonderful because your life then becomes holy. And we can think of the names of the people whose lives have become holy. People like Martha Root, people like Louis Gregory, and perhaps people like someone in this room. Ordinary. In fact, the more ordinary, the better. Because it shows the power of God when he can take something very ordinary and make it very special. Let's take something else that's very, very ordinary. Death is very ordinary. Death is something, friends, that happens all the time. Every single person dies. You take your death, and you give this to God, and you become a martyr for this faith. The result of this is that it changes the world. It's very ordinary. But look at this 150 or 160 and maybe soon 170 people in Iran, added to the 20,000 in Iran, who detached themselves, they conquered themselves, and then they sacrificed themselves. And look at what this has done. Not many more people that are in this room, ordinary people, believe me, ordinary people, who were able to do something extraordinary. And as people, Baha'is, move closer to Baha'u'llah, we come to a stunning realization. And that realization is that the world is not far behind. The world really needs Baha'u'llah. When he arrived in Akka, he had a wonderful prophecy for us. He says, "We were greeted by banners of light. Soon will all that dwell on earth be enlisted under these banners." Thank you very much.